This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh, he's back in the studio. Akmal!
Hello, thank you very much. It's good to be here. Now, yes. Nothing. Cool and the gang is the best way to bring me on air, and I appreciate it very much.
Good.
Because, you know, last week we brought the comedy show here. We brought the comedy to the Central Coast.
We did.
And this week I'm bringing...
The flu.
I'm bringing my chest infection to the Coasties.
Fantastic.
So enjoy, Coasties.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, they're not in the studio breathing in the oxygen that you're breathing in. And
not yet, they're not.
No.
But we've got the technology to make that happen. And I'm gonna share my infection with you too as well. Can I just say, both of you look so much more attractive in real life.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah,
because
good.
I spent a month watching you through a screen and I don't even think it was you.
No, well, we had a couple of doubles stand-in, a couple of stunt doubles.
Looked like an identity kit of you,
you know, somehow. Hey, look, I've got to fill you in because there's lots of stuff going on. Today we are going to announce the final person on the lineup for the Gimme Lols for Kids fundraiser night for our Gimme Five for Kids.
Yeah, well.
This is huge and I can't wait. Don't do it now.
No, I wouldn't do it now. I'm very familiar with the process of teasing.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be teasing.
Okay, you're going to be teasing all morning until
woman
about 8 o'clock.
Or man.
Yes.
We don't know, but one of the funniest people in the world.
The world.
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's at 8 o'clock this morning. Plus, Akmal, $950 for you to spoil and give away for the pressure test.
Well, it would have been nice if we can compete, because we know the questions.
Yeah, you want to win it, I know.
I wouldn't mind winning
it. It's not for you.
I could use that money.
It's not for you.
I could buy new shoes.
Anyway.
And it's new underpants day.
Yeah, I know. And we've got to talk about that as well.
We are
talking about that on this show. We are talking about your underwear.
It's Akmal, a good feeling.
Yeah.
Akmal quite often mentions the fact that he changes underwear maybe once a week, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
no,
we're
tackling this
We need
today.
To talk
I'm
about
not
that.
Specifying no. exactly when. I change it when it's ready to be changed.
Oh, God, no. We'll talk about this more later on.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Of course you know what day it is.
Well, it's not today, I think. What's the date today? 24th of
no,
the 4th.
The 24th. But, you know, a few days ago because... Yeah. No, it's actually quite relevant because it is a celebration of marijuana on the 20th. And most people celebrate it 4 days later because they forget.
Oh.
They forget to celebrate it. They go, was it 4 days ago? Oh, well, let's just do it today.
You're referring to 420. And I only found out about the 420 thing a few years ago when my son said to me, it's marijuana day. And I said, what? What do you mean? Because he was like, you know, 14 or 15 at the time. And I'm thinking, holy moly, what? How? Where? And he goes, no, 420, it's marijuana day. And I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, I don't know. It's just marijuana day.
He knew.
He didn't. He just said, I don't know why it is, but it's marijuana day.
Well, these uni students met in 1971.
Wow.
And they hid marijuana and they said, we're going to come back and find it. And whatever time that happens to be, this will be the day we commemorate forever.
Wow.
And someone must have written it down because I can't imagine they would have remembered
no,
that.
No, how would they ever remember that?
They would have had a
that?
Girlfriend who said, let me take this down because you guys are probably going to have a nap after this. and ever since then, it's been celebrated. It's an incredible thing. Now, I've been to the Nimbin Mardi Gras. Have you heard of this?
Oh, I've never heard of that. So it's like a rip-off.
You've never heard of this?
No.
That's unusual.
Mardi Gras?
Yes. Are you just acting innocent?
No, I'm not. I've never heard of the Mardi Gras.
I've seen your posters all over the Mardi Gras.
You've seen my posters?
Mandy Coolum. You know, you're like the marijuana fairy.
What? I don't know where you're getting this from, but yeah, okay, I'll go
possibly.
With it.
Possibly. Maybe I imagined it, or possibly I dreamt it. Mm. I occasionally dream
possibly
things.
Possibly you'd been taking part in the Mardi Gras.
No, you don't even have to. You just got to walk through the streets.
What happens? Is it a parade?
It's a celebration of marijuana.
Okay.
And they have it in May or April. It depends, right? Yeah. And they have a big march, and they have these competitions. Like joint rolling competitions.
Oh my God.
And they really take it seriously. They sit there the world champion is unbeatable. Unbeatable. And he does it, he rolls joints under different conditions, like, you know, with a fan in his face. when people
serious?
Spraying him with water. Yeah. And then they have this parade. The whole thing culminates onto this parade. And everyone's going, oh, you got to see the parade. And I had connections. So I had someone took me to this real vantage point so I can see the parade.
Yeah.
And the parade started like literally but 2.5 hours late. And then it just, what started off as a parade just disintegrated into just people walking in different directions. It wasn't so much a parade as just
a wandering.
It's just wandering, just walking in different directions. And it was, but it was a... I could say it was a memorable day, but I can't remember anything about it.
And did the police take part in the parade? Was there like the end of the parade, the cops were just there sort of waiting for everybody? Maybe that's why people walked in different directions.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because up until recently it was just like a free for all. Anyone can come in and it's cool, and people and the cops were cool with it. But now, now with this fascist government, they wait for you. There's only one way out of Nimbin. There's only one road out of Nimbin, and the locals know this. So the locals, you know, find friends to stay with, and you know they don't take stuff out of the town. They know the cops are waiting, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. All these city people go, oh man, check this out, and they're driving out, and they're just lining up one by one, and you just see their faces, and it's hilarious. Mm. It's very funny.
Be responsible.
Oh, yeah.
Be
responsible.
We don't advocate for taking drugs.
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry if I gave that impression.
No,
it's a terrible drug that has ruined lives.
Yes. Good.
Ruined
okay,
lives.
Good.
Lives have been ruined because they couldn't get any.
Oh, no.
Akmal.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I love a happy ending.
I like a happy ending too.
Let's have a happy ending together.
Happy ending!
Yep, but right now you can score yourself tickets to the infamous circus, which is getting some great reviews on the Gosford waterfront there. And Linda from North Entrance, good morning.
Morning, Mandy. Morning, Akmal. How are you?
Hello, Linda.
Hello, we're great. Now, are you the kind of person that turns on the radio, hears the end of a song and likes to pick which song it is?
Absolutely.
I'm the same.
We play that sort of game all the time.
Excellent.
You guys should hang out.
I know.
Yeah, great party, yeah.
We could just listen to the end of songs together, Linda.
For hours.
All right, have a listen to this end of a song.
I'll take you for a drink.
What a great ending. Linda, which song is that?
That's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Pat Benatar.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well done, Linda. You're going to the infamous circus. That's great.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
No,
you're all very welcome.
So, and beware of the heart-stopping moments. Maybe go to the toilet then.
Yeah, don't put your knickers in the audience, Linda.
I'll have a couple of drinks. Settle me down.
Yeah, nice. Good to hear. Infamous Circus, Gosford Leagues Park. It's already open. Get your tickets right now. Tickettech.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to talk to you about a bit of a fail that happened to me yesterday. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a doer. Like, I get stuff done.
That's what people say.
She's a goer.
Because there are a few Mandys in the office and say, which Mandy? Are the doer?
The doer.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
All right, so let me just fill you in. I've had this fly screen sliding door that has been busted for, I don't know, 6 months or something, where the dog's dug a hole in the fly screen. So for a start, it's got that problem.
So it's been busted for 6 months.
Yeah.
So when you say you're a doer... What, like eventually?
Well, eventually. But you know what? This one actually stumped me. I didn't quite know. It wasn't just the screen, the fly screen. It was the fact that the rollers were broken.
Oh, the rollers.
So what my trick was, my workaround was to get the door, kick it down the bottom until the rollers got onto the little slidey thing.
I see what
you're
saying. Yeah.
So that's how I've survived for 6 months. But yesterday I decided to fix it.
Enough is enough.
You
drew the line in the sand.
I did. Mm. And so this required me to go to Bunnings. So I went to Bunnings. Oh, yeah.
Good old Bunnings, eh?
But I didn't pull out the part that I needed, the busted roller thing.
Yes.
I just went to Bunnings and I didn't realise how many there were, right?
This is like a radio version of the block.
It is.
Yeah.
Went to Bunnings. They didn't have the thing. The woman was really not very helpful. It wasn't like the ad where the woman goes, ha-ha, come and ask me. We help you with everything. We've got green things on and we...
No, they're actors. No, they're actors.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
Yeah, anyway. Mm.
We'll be back after this break to know, see what...
Mandy what happens with Mandy's fly screen? Stick around. No, so I went home. I finally managed to pull these things out after watching a YouTube video on how to disassemble your fly screen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I've seen that one. That's a great one.
I know. That's getting viral with the kids, isn't it?
I got busted looking at that one. Yeah.
Anyway.
Always wipe the history, kids.
Anyway, went back to Bunnings. Mm. Did they have My Little Rollers?
Did they?
No.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Oh, my God. What a day you've had.
The guy reckons that they'd been stolen because on his machine it said there were 5 left, but were they in the box? Oh. No, they weren't.
Were you a suspect? Mm.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
Anyway, so then I had to go to another hardware shop. This is 3 visits to a hardware shop in one day.
Wow, that's
very frustrating.
No, it's a
If anyone's done more than 3, call now. But anyway, I third time lucky went to Mitre 10, where I should have gone in the first place.
Oh, a little plug for Mitre 10.
Well, I'm not getting any kickback from this, but I just know you get a better.
So you say.
I'm not.
Well, the guy from Mitre 10's here, just handing you some money or something.
The chicks there are really helpful. They get it. They're hardware chicks, and they get it. They understand.
Hardware chicks.
You know what I mean? Like, they understand.
No. I understand, Mandy. You have a very...
I had a very frustrating day going to several hardware shops, and then when I got home with all the bits and pieces, and I went, right, now I can finally fix it. My fly screen that I bought was too short and I didn't have enough mesh.
Oh,
so I have to go to the hardware.
That's an unhappy ending.
Again.
But which one are you going to go to this time?
I'm going to go to Mitre 10 straight away.
Mm.
Seriously, that's 3 times in one day. I would have gone to the hardware 4 times in 24 hours.
You have a very hard life,
don't
Mandy.
I know.
We should have a collection.
Pass the plate around for me.
Sponsor Mandy.
Pray for me.
You know, why don't you call hire a hubby? I called hire a hubby, for God's sake.
Well, I'm supposed to have a hubby of my own, like a fiance of my own, but he's away at the moment.
He's a butcher.
What good are you?
He's a butcher. All he could do is just like, you know, just cleaver it to death. That's about it.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
It's a Mandy Vention.
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 It's a Mandy Vention.
What is that?
It's an intervention by me.
Oh, yeah. And so this sounds ominous.
It is a bit ominous.
Yes.
I want to get to the bottom of something.
The bottom?
Yeah, I want to get to the bottom of something.
Uh-huh.
Today, I read a statistic which grossed me out. It says that 18% of men and 10% of women say they don't wash their underwear ever. Ever.
Ever?
18% of men, 10% of women are saying they don't wash their underwear ever.
But now, who says this?
Well, I don't know.
Can you trust
I can't
this?
Find the source at the moment.
It's hard to get the source. You need the source.
I want to get Al to get
you
me the actual report that says this. But
yes. I find that hard to believe.
Well,
I do find
that hard to believe as well. But I want to get to the bottom of something.
Yes.
You've come into the studio several times over the last few weeks and said it's clean underwear day.
It's new underwear
it's
day.
It's new underwear
Not
day.
Not clean.
New
because
underwear.
I don't measure cleanliness in that way that normal people do.
What do you mean by it's new underwear day?
Well, I change it once every, 6 weeks or so.
What do you mean?
I'm joking. Come on.
But do you change your underwear every day?
I don't wear underwear. You know that.
Now I'm confused. Are you wearing underwear? Are you not wearing underwear?
I go commando. Commando Sally is how I was known for many years.
Commando
and
Sally.
People would salute me because I had the bravery and the courage
commando.
To go commando.
Have you ever had any incidents with your fly? Because commando can be a little bit risky, don't you reckon?
I'm very careful with that. I'm very careful. Yeah. But it has happened to me a couple of times. And for those ladies who say that childbirth is painful, you haven't had that experience, have you?
Yeah.
That's much more painful.
So hang on. So can we just establish that when you wear underwear, you clean it and wear it clean?
I clean it and then wear it clean. What does that mean? No,
I want to know whether you're wearing clean
underwear.
It doesn't
make no sense. I buy those 12 packs. You know those 12
with
packs?
With the days of the week on them?
Yeah, and everyone's got the different color. 12 for a dollar from Target. And they sort of see me through the year.
Being washed, though.
Mm. Wow.
You're not actually saying that you're washing your underwear. You're not actually coming clean here.
No,
literally.
No, coming clean. Listen, you know what I... Just shut up and kiss me.
What?
What?
Shut up and kiss me now.
No, I'm not kissing you.
Okay, fair enough. It's good to ask.
I don't know where that came from. I think he just really wanted weird. Me to say shut up and then
you're,
he thought
no,
of that
but you're
line
easily
from the movie.
Grossed about everything. That's what I've noticed.
I'm not easily grossed. I think most people would be grossed out about not wearing clean underwear.
I'm not talking about most people. I'm directing this at you now.
Okay.
Don't deflect by talking about others.
Okay, hang on. Widow, are you a little grossed out by that?
What? The underwear fact?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I put on a clean pair of underwear every day, although my wife does get very mad at me because I have giant holes in my underwear. But they're old and they're faithful, and I like them.
See, now I'm intrigued. How did these holes Well,
they rip from use and wash and wear. So yeah, it's not good. She occasionally just throws out my underwear without me knowing. Yeah.
I think there's a far more interesting story about how the holes got there.
But he's not sharing.
He doesn't share much.
Yeah.
Explosive diarrhea. Anyways, we'll move on.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
No matter how unlucky you think you are, or no matter how bad a day you're having, spare a thought for a man called Williamson, who is Canadian, and he was
Mr. Williamson.
Mr. Williamson to you, but you know, Willie to me, and he's just been the unluckiest guy in the world. He got stung by bitten by a snake, poisonous snake,
right?
And he spent time in hospital.
Yeah,
and then 2 weeks after that, he was camping. And he was in his tent and his bear came to visit.
Oh, my God.
He was asleep and he woke up with a bear.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Well, yes. You know, we don't have this problem in Australia.
The bears are actually really full on.
They're full on, aren't they?
They're full on.
They're full on. We got like little spiders that can kill you. You don't even see them.
No.
You're sitting on the toilet and you go, oh, what's that? Oh, that's something stung me. And then next thing you know, you're in a coma. It's a great thing.
It's a great country. Yeah. So the bear got him, the snake got him.
The bear got him, right?
What
but
else?
It didn't bite. It didn't hurt him.
Right.
He just like opened its mouth and, you know, somehow.
I mean, I still want to know how he got out of that situation, but keep going because I've got a feeling you don't know the details about that.
No, I know the full details. Ask me anything.
How did he get away from the bear?
He just basically made himself bigger than the bear because that's what he remembered that from scouts.
Right.
He was a scout master.
And, you're making this up.
No,
now.
I'm not.
You are.
And he stood up and he made himself huge.
Yep.
And the bear went. Okay. So that was, he thought, well, I've been bitten by a poisonous snake. I've been attacked by a bear. What else could happen? I think I'm pretty safe now. What are the odds of me being attacked again by some savage animal? Well, he spoke too soon because he's like, I'll just go surfing. I'll be right. And you guessed it. Yes, he was attacked by a shark. And it had the shark took a big bite out of his rump.
His rump?
Yes, his buttocks.
Right, and so he survived that as well.
He survived that as well.
So that's his hat trick. They reckon it comes in threes, so he's had the three.
And the last thing he said was, maybe I should just stay home.
Mm.
And now he's home, and the roof fell on his head. No.
That you are making up.
I'm making that one up. But unlucky, hey.
Very unlucky.
It's like the guy who got struck by lightning 15 times.
Yeah, how does that happen? He must have some sort of metal plate in his head.
Maybe it's possible, but you know, as soon as it starts, you know, as soon as it gets cloudy and there's a potential, possibility of rain, all his friends just leave. So you go, listen, mate.
I'm not playing golf with you today,
mate,
pal.
I gotta go, mate. Oh, geez, is that the time? Oh, listen.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to tell you quickly about the oldest person in the world has died.
Right.
At the age of 117.
Yeah.
Now, this is a Japanese woman called Nabi Najima, and she died on Saturday at 117, which I just find absolutely remarkable.
Too soon. Like, she was taken too soon. If she, you know, she probably had another 30, 40 years.
Can't believe people are living to that age. But also, she was the last known person born in the 19th century. Mm. So that means nobody else in the world has existed before 1900.
What about Prince Philip?
No? You think he's been around for that? No, he's 95, isn't he, Prince Philip?
Don't believe what they tell you.
He's about 95,
I think. No, he was around, like, when Moses was around.
Oh, right. You reckon he's...
Yeah, he's reptilian. They live hundreds and hundreds.
I knew this was going to be a tough day for you with the royals being in the news. I knew that you'd be like struggling to.
I love the royals.
You love the royals,
you know, because they're good for a laugh, and they got a lot of money, and we got invited to the wedding.
Yeah, well, I can't make it, unfortunately.
Why not?
I've got something else on that day.
Come on.
No, are you going to go?
Yeah, I think I'll go.
To the royal wedding? Yeah.
Yeah, they're paying for my flight.
Are you going to wash your jeans before you go?
No.
You're just going to wear your dirty jeans?
You can't change me just because
Don't go changing.
I'm not going to,
Sully.
That's right. Whether I'm in the presence of royalty or Mandy Coulomb, I'm exactly the same.
Okay, good.
I want you to know that.
Okay, good.
I don't change. Well done.
Excellent. Well, we've learned something here about each other.
That's sweet. This show's good because you laugh a little bit, but you also learn things.
You do.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air. right now.
Royal birth news this morning is the big news right across the world.
Mm. Is that Kate and Will have had a baby boy. Another boy.
Yes.
So they've got boy, girl, boy.
Boy, girl, boy.
But the thing that gets me about this, and I'm sorry, I don't know whether other women are feeling the same, but honestly, Kay Middleton has come out of the hospital 6 hours after giving birth wearing a beautiful red dress, looking amazing, wearing high heels, makeup and hair done, holding a brand new baby. And I'm going, really?
No,
seriously,
no.
I couldn't get out of bed for days after having a baby.
Well, that, you know, this will make you feel better. That wasn't a red dress. That was her hospital gown covered in blood.
Oh, yuck.
And she was sick.
You
she just had to face the media.
Man. You
no.
are gross.
Why?
Well, the thing is,
why am
like,
I gross,
I'm,
man?
I'm looking at her
that's,
going...
That's,
really?
I didn't invent this.
No, you
it
didn't.
Is a gross thing.
Well, it is a bit gross.
I don't
gross.
Have babies.
No, but it
for
is
that
a bit.
Reason.
Widow, you should like take note of some of this stuff.
I have a pen.
Note.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's, yeah. You should have been more careful. You know, now
I
you...
love my beautiful babies. They are adorable.
But they caused you pain in the vagina.
Oh, stop saying that word on the radio. No one wants to hear it.
Why?
No one wants to hear that word. We can use other words.
But that's actually
anyway,
the technical
I
term.
I know it is.
That's not a dirty word.
Okay.
Half of the planet.
Can I tell you about my birth?
Listen, half the planet has one.
So I know.
It doesn't have
I'm
to be.
I'm aware of this.
So why do you find it gross?
I don't find it gross. I just don't think people want to hear it on the radio on their drive to work.
Give us a call if you want to hear that word.
Nobody wants to hear that word. But
oh, look! The switchboard's lit up.
Can I tell you about my childbirth experience?
Please.
Oh, okay. We're going to get
you
to
think
it.
People
right,
want to
good.
Hear that, but
sure?
they don't want to hear that word. How could you not?
I'm talking about how long it took me to have my babies.
I know, but you're saying you want to talk about the actual birth. Right?
You want me to say the word vagina?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Are we done now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So now
yeah.
I can tell you about how I went into labor. Now, I went yes. to see a play on a Thursday night, and it was called Mum's the Word, and it was a play about mothers, which is quite ironic because during the play I started labor. Right?
That is ironic.
It was ironic, right? So then,
were you pregnant?
I was.
Oh, good.
And I was wearing this ridiculous big tent of a dress because I was enormous.
Yes.
And I went.
You had a person inside you.
I did.
That's so weird.
But I'm also quite small and I think I just look really big when,
big and,
when I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Anyway, went into labor. I sat through the rest of the play. I actually thought, I'm just going to sit through the rest of it. Well, because, you know, it takes a while. These things take a long
and
time.
And the play was called?
Mum's the Word.
Mum's the Word. Mm. Wouldn't it be amazing if you'd given birth?
At Mum's
At
Word.
At Mum's Word.
Well, I would have liked that because in the end, I didn't have my baby until Sunday. So I went into labor on Thursday
That's
night.
That's a long play.
Yeah, no, the play wasn't that long.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The labor was that
long.
Oh,
yeah.
So I went home. I didn't sleep. I went through the next day, went into the hospital. It says, nah, you still got a while to go. Go home, chill out, whatever. Whoa. So I actually had my baby in the very early hours of Sunday morning. So we're talking probably, you know, 2.5 days roughly in labor. And Kate Middleton pops one out in 6 hours.
Well, let me ask you something. I just calm down. I know you're upset about it. I'm upset too.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have them at all. I think they should all be shot.
Oh, you can't say that, Akmal.
Why?
That's really harsh.
Hang on. Are you referring to the royals?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I think about the royals. Babies.
No, the royals.
Oh, okay.
The royals. No, I love babies.
You're confusing me this today.
No,
you're really confusing.
Listen up. So for 2 days, you were in pain?
Yeah.
You were in pain?
2 days, I was in pain.
Why did you do that?
What do you mean? I was trying to have a baby.
I don't even want to do something that feels good for that long.
Well,
you know.
Anyway, I eventually had my baby. Yeah, well, I did have them eventually, but you can't just go to the hospital as soon as you start labor. They send you home and they say, you've got a while to go, walk around, deal with the pain, breathe through it, come back in a few hours, you
if
know?
If you're a royal, they will not send you home.
They would not.
They'll say, take some drugs, lay the eggs here. And then, you know, give us a little, and then you can just feed them with your tongue.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so 48 hours?
Just
how long?
It'll be over 48, but let's say 48 hours in labor. If anyone can top that, as in longer than that, if anyone was in labor for longer than 48 hours, top that this morning.
Have you had a longer labor than 48 hours? Mandy, was this both your kids? Just
one of
them?
Yeah, both kids were over 2 days.
That's amazing. Wow. They're lazy. They're just lazy kids.
Just
you say,
slow.
Get out. So you have trouble getting them out of their rooms?
Yes.
Same thing.
Same thing,
exactly.
No, they just got comfortable.
And if you had a cesarean birth, they would have just got out.
Ripped them out.
They would have got out the house through the window.
Yeah, the sunroof.
That's right.
Look, it is an interesting thing, but I actually have a friend who had what I think is the shortest labour I've ever heard of.
There's lots of those.
Well, she was her third kid, and she's a nurse herself. She was in hospital overnight. I think she's being watched for something. I can't remember what happened. But anyways, she was there in the hospital. And it just happened.
She delivered her own baby.
She pretty much did. It happened in the hospital bed. She had enough time to call a nurse, and then bang, the baby came out in like 20 minutes or something like that. Yeah. It was ridiculously quick. Didn't even have enough time to call a husband and say, come to the hospital, I'm having the baby now.
I know. Well, see, the women that have had the really long, painful labours hate stories like that. So I really resent anyone who's had a really easy, quick labour that says, oh, pick that up for a star. Oh, yeah. Another one.
Do you know there's a way of avoiding all this pain? It's called contraception.
Yeah.
You should have.
I love my babies.
You forgot.
Love my babies.
Well,
even
now that they're here.
They're adults now. I still call them my babies.
But wouldn't it be amazing if one day in the future, like if they annoyed you, you can just put them back?
No.
Put them back and they can go back. No?
No. Oh, my God.
No?
Oh, my God.
There's a visual there I don't need to see.
No.
It's breakfast
If you filmed the birth, you could have played the tape backwards and watched the kid go back.
Wow.
And that would have made you feel good.
I hope you're enjoying your breakfast this morning.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You do tend to hang on to things, mate. You really give things a good go. That's why you're very tenacious.
Thank you very much.
You are a tenacious.
Resilient is another word.
Not focused at all, but tenacious,
unfocused.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm tenacious, but I'm not really sure what I'm tenacious about because I'm unfocused.
You know what I've been amazed at? You've been quite sick for a couple of times, basically, since we've been on air.
You've said that to me a lot. You're sick.
Yeah, well, you're sick for lots of reasons.
Yes.
But I'm amazed at how you have just, the show must go on. You just go on and do your stand-up regardless.
I've never cancelled a show in
Ever.
My entire career.
Ever?
Yeah, like 25 years.
You've never once cancelled a show?
Never.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, I've had some tough nights. I mean, recently, the last Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Melbourne, I was really sick.
Just gone.
But yeah. I was like a soldier. Mm. I got on and I did it and it was fine, you know, just focus all your energies into that hour.
Mm.
And I've been, I always remember where I've been ill too. I've, people of Caloundra, they don't listen to this.
No, probably
not. I've left my vomit in backstage. Not backstage. You know, I was standing on the stage and there was a curtain behind me and I basically stopped the show for a second. I parted the curtains, vomited, and then continued the show.
Did everyone see you vomit?
They thought I was joking or something. They could hear it, but there was evidence there.
Did they laugh? Did they think that you were joking?
They didn't really laugh. They said, what's he doing? What, is he trying to be funny? I'm like,
were you crook, mate? You had a stomach bug or something?
Yeah, no, I just enjoy vomiting for the sake of it.
But did you actually go, hey, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, I'm a bit crook, I've just had a spew. Like, did you explain it, or you just kept going?
I just kept going. I didn't think they noticed. But, you know, the cleaners would have noticed. And and then the worst one, I'll tell you about the worst one, was in Melbourne. I was doing the Lower Town Hall in Melbourne, if you know where that is.
Big venue.
Yeah, it's not a big venue. It's about a 300-seater venue. And what happens is the homeless people urinate in the street and the urination trickles down into where the backstage area is, right?
Yuck.
So it just smells really bad. And there's all these little puddles of urine. Sorry if you're having breakfast.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, no, I was apologizing to the listeners. I know you can handle it. You've had birth. You've given birth. But so you can handle anything after that, right? Anyway, one day I had the worst flu in the world. I've never had a flu like that. But I had two shows, an early show and a late show. And I thought, I've just got to get through the first show and then I'll see. I'll just got to get through it, right? And it's just the worst. I had a fever, sore throat.
Sweating,
nausea. Yeah, and I went on and I did the show.
Well done.
And I got through it.
Yes.
But there was a late show. So I thought I was really happy that I got through that first one. And I walked. And now that backstage, you got to go down into this little tunnel thing.
Yeah, so often backstages have those little sort of tunnels that take you to the other side of the stage and things like that.
That's right. So I got up and said, thank you very much. And I'm a sore throat, fever, you know, watery eyes. And I walk straight into the wall, knocked my head. I've got the stitches here.
Oh, wow.
You
see? So you bumped your head.
And I knocked myself out. And when I
completely
knocked myself out. Unconscious, and when I came to, I was just covered in blood. Yes, hilarious, isn't
it?
That's what comedy is. It's tragic stuff
tragedy
happening.
Plus time.
Having to other people. That's what it is. And so the all the staff were there, and I was just literally covered in blood as the people were walking in for the second show. So basically,
did you get covered in urine as well?
Yeah, and I was lying. So I was lying in urine with a fever, sore throat, watery eyes, and blood gushing out of my head as the audience were coming in to watch a night of comedy, right?
And did you actually get on stage?
I had to. It was already a full house. So this girl who was working there tied my head with a bandage, and she was giggling as she was bandaging me. That was the worst part.
Did you stand
giggling
on stage with your head bandaged?
I had my head bandaged, and then I had a beanie. I wore a beanie, and my friend Joel Osborne was with me. He's my support act. He was also sick. But anyway, I'm doing my act. I'm just performing, and about 10 minutes into the show, the blood just starts streaking down my face. And the audience thought, oh, what a wacky guy. He's probably just, you know, chewed on a blood capsule or one of those magic things. No, it was my own blood trickling on my face. And I finished the show with the blood trickling on my face. And I think I did all right. I don't really remember much about the night, but people were applauding. So no one asked for a refund.
Was that in Melbourne or Sydney?
It was in Melbourne.
It was in Melbourne.
It was during a festival a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
That was a hard night.
You are a tenacious individual,
though. Tough night at the office, that one. Yeah.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, of course, you brilliant genius, your most genius moment you've had was when you said, why don't we put on a comedy show for Gimme Five for Kids, call it Gimme Lols for Kids, and we'll raise some money for Gimme
Five. Because I know people.
You know people. You know a lot of people, right?
People know me.
What a genius idea. So then when we were in Melbourne for the International Comedy Festival, you said to Jamoan, hey, buddy, do you want to do this thing? And he went, yes.
No, yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Have
and
ever
then
noticed
you said to the Umbilical Brothers, do you want to do this thing?
Yeah.
They said yes.
They went, which means yes.
We're really, really excited. And there was one last person you asked.
No, there's actually, before we announce the big name, also my friend Joel Osborne.
Yes.
He's one of the best MCs in the world and the best comedian, one of the best comedians really going around in Sydney. And he's going to be there, and he's good for the ladies.
I say for ladies, all the single ladies.
So he's going to be hanging out. Is he going to be on stage, or is he just going to be there?
No, he's going to be hanging out.
He's going to be on stage, and he's going to be hanging out. But
he's
one of those rarities, because most comedians look like me. They're awkward.
He's good looking. He's funny. He's a great MC. He's going to be there as well.
But we have one big name left to announce.
Very circus drum roll. It's a very circus-like drum roll.
Who is it?
It's Fiona O'Loughlin.
Yeah. Fiona O'Loughlin.
Fantastic.
Yes. The Queen of the Jungle is going to be on the coast performing for the Coasties for the children of Give Me Five
charity, which is just fantastic. Of course, we did catch up with Fiona O'Loughlin when we were in Melbourne for the International Comedy Festival. There seems to be a whole sort of family of comedians that know each other and have been doing the circuit in Australia for about 20-odd years. And just coming to the Melbourne Festival, this is my first time here for the festival, and just seeing the love that you all have for each other and the connection you all have is great.
It really is, and it's very different to other arts communities because we run our own race.
Yeah.
No one can do what Akmal can do. Ooh. No one can do what I do because we do our own thing.
Yeah.
The beauty of, like, when I see someone like Akmal, I just think he knows what this is. He knows.
He's experienced it before.
Yeah. You know what it's like to get up on stage and have hecklers. Yeah. You know what it's like
to... And to know what it's like at the beginning.
And that's what we learned about the community there, the comedians in Melbourne. You're all one big family. And that's what this is going to be. It's going to be our family here at 2GO helping out other families, raising money for Give Me Five for Kids. It's going to be a great night.
Fiona's hilarious. She's
a very funny woman with lots of life experience.
Yeah, but more importantly, she's very funny. There's no doubt about that. But she laughs. She's so easy to make laugh.
Her laugh is infectious.
I love her laugh.
So listen, you need to watch this space. We will let you know very soon where you can get tickets and how you can get there and support Gimme Five for Kids and have a fantastic night of comedy at the same time.
June 3rd, put it in your diaries. Save it right now. It's going to be a great night.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
You are the naughty kid in this group, aren't you?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you are.
No. I'm sensible Sally,
they
call me.
And there was a naughty kid in Sydney yesterday. This story is everywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
A naughty little 12-year-old boy from Sydney stole his parents' credit card, tricked his grandmother into giving him his passport, got online, booked a flight to Bali, got on a plane and went to Perth unaccompanied, and then convinced the air people in Perth, the airline people, to let him get on a plane to go to Bali. He ended up in Bali with his mum's credit card.
It's pretty smart
on
kid.
On his own. 12 years old.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's not like when you were 12 or when I was 12. A 12-year-old now, you know, they can have a portfolio. They can have a bank
it's
loan.
It's true, but it's still really young for a kid to be travelling all that way on their own. And still pretty amazing that he managed to do everything required to get overseas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he had to show student ID.
Yeah.
To show that he was over 12. So he needed his ID with him and everything. Mm. He thought of everything.
And he went to Bali.
And he got all the way to Bali.
You know who you should punish that kid?
Yeah.
Give him a boogie board to take with him to Bali.
Give him Bali belly.
Bali belly. Or just give him a good smack around the head. Like the old days.
Yeah, well, I think he's coming home to that, don't worry. I think they're pretty upset with
him. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
No, you're not allowed to do that anymore. But I think his parents would be fairly cross with him.
Mm.
The funny part about it is he rode his Razor scooter to the train station, which is where he went to the airport. So he had to have an Opel card to get to the airport. Like the Opel card needed about, what, 20 or 30 bucks on it to get to the airport.
Yeah.
He was so organized. You have to give hats off to the
kid.
He really wanted to get to Bali.
He wanted to leave his parents.
He did. You
know? I don't have a story like that, but I actually was so annoying to my parents that they left home and and joined the circus.
I do. I tried to run away once. My mum famously tells this story. I was only about 5 years old and I had this little red case. And I packed the case with a can of baked beans and a change of clothes.
Yes.
And I went out because I'd had this big argument with mum and dad and I said, I'm running away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running away. I'm going. And instead of saying, oh, no, please stay, my mum did the whole reverse psychology thing and said,
oh, yes.
Oh, that's a shame. We're having your favourite dinner tonight.
Nah.
Maybe you should go after dinner. So I went, okay, and I put my little red case down and I sat down and I had dinner. And then she said, oh, we're going to have dessert now, but you better get going because it's getting dark. So she said, it's a shame you can't stay for dessert. So I picked up my case and I walked to the front door and I shut. Nobody said anything. They would see ya. They're all going, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went out the front door and sat on the front porch.
Mm.
And it got dark and it was really scary. And so I came back
in. And do you think that was reverse psychology?
It was.
Or,
it definitely was.
Or did they really want you to go?
Maybe they really wanted
Maybe
me to go.
Maybe they really did.
The funny thing was I took a can of baked beans but no can opener. So I'm not sure how as a five-year-old I thought that was going to happen. But I'd love to know this morning if this has happened. Like how far did the kids get? Because I only made it to the front porch. Mm. This kid made it to Bali.
See, that's the difference in generations.
It is, right? Yeah. And I was five, so I was only little.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty small.
No excuse.
But I want to know, have the kids run away and how far did they get?
Mm.
4324-4444 is the number to call. How far did they get?
Because honestly, I was so petrified. Mm. And I imagine that that's the case with a lot of kids. They think, oh, yeah, I'm going to go, I want to go. And then they get out there and go.
How far can you beat Bali? Hey, John's just called us from Pakistan. He's just joined the rebels.
No.
4324-4444. Call right now. Let us know how far your kids got when they tried to run away.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. 2GO presents The Killers. Saturday, April 28, Kudos Bank Arena. Well, somebody told me. Grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au or right now with Mandy and Akmal's Killer or Rockstar.
Kayla from Lake Munmora, are you a Killers fan?
Yes, I definitely am. I hopefully go to hear Mr. Brightside. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. Okay. So have you seen them before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've listened to them since I was like a young teenager. So.
Well. They're probably not as you remember them. They've probably got like big fat guts and they're grandparents now. But so
hey,
don't be too disappointed.
It's all about what's on the inside.
It's
all about the music. Exactly, Kayla. All right, so I'm going to give you a name, Kayla, and you have to tell me whether it's a killer, like an actual killer, or whether it's a rock star. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, the name for you this morning is Louis Garavito.
Louis Garavito. Oh, crap. I've never heard that name before, but I'll go killer just because it sounds like a bit of a...
Yeah.
An evil name.
It sounds...
name. Yeah, an evil name. Killer. Yes. We'll go killer. Killer.
You're right. It is.
Yes.
Yes.
Kayla.
I think...
That is awesome. So you got a double pass this weekend, mate. Kudos Arena on Saturday night.
Oh,
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
No
You're very
worries
welcome.
At all.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Hold no the worries. Line, Kayla. Producer Al will have a chat to you and sort you out with those tickets.
Yes.
We've got another double pass to give away tomorrow for
no,
the Killers.
Not tomorrow. Anzac
oh, no,
Day tomorrow.
No, Thursday. Thursday.
Thursday. We'll be back with more Killers
but
tickets.
See, that's how devoted he is. He'll wake up and give the tickets to someone random.
He'll just get up go, and go to Erin Affair and just stop somebody and go, here, have some tickets.
Have some Killer tickets.
Yeah.
I'm going back to bed.
Actually, I'm just looking at how many we've got. That means we might have a couple more to give away then towards the end of the week too.
Oh, stay
all
tuned.
All right, they're stacking up.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, I get accused of being, my personal hygiene gets attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was on that show, I'm a Celebrity,
mm-hmm.
Get Me Out of Here. I was accused of being, unclean.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who accused me were the same people who drank a rat on TV.
Yeah. They're talking about you not showering, not bathing, not...
I didn't shower because I didn't want to share my naked body with the country. And
okay.
And that's fair enough.
That is fair enough.
I mean, I like getting laughs, but not that many laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's...
So just tell us, you have been attacked and your personal hygiene isn't fabulous.
Come on.
It's not fabulous.
What do you judge it on? You're so judgmental.
I am
You're
judging
so
it on modern standards, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like a couple hundred years ago, you would have been normal.
Yeah, I was normal.
People didn't bath. Like, people
been
had
clean.
One bath a year and,
what,
you
change
you know
your underwear
mean?
Every 2 months? Wow, geez, how posh.
Anyway.
You must be up yourself.
So just share with us exactly what happened while you were in Melbourne.
Well, you're talking about my room, right?
I
had a hotel room and because of my odd hours, because I do this job and I work at night, I have a window of opportunity that I can sleep in. Sleep. I need my sleep. This is how.
Absolutely.
I'm
not criticizing you for that.
I don't look this good naturally. I have to work at it.
I know.
You've got to work at this. You know, people say, how do you do it, Akmal? How are you so handsome? I say, well, you know.
I
you gotta,
sleep a lot.
You've got to get some sleep and you've got to work at it. You know, it's.
So you were working
so
at
no
night?
There was no opportunity for the cleaners to come in because when they come in to clean.
Was when you were sleeping.
Is when I'm sleeping and I need my sleep, as I said. And so I had to have the do not disturb thing on. And even after like the second or third week, they'd knock and say, you sure you don't want any, you know, we want to change the sheets. I said, no, I'm sleeping. I've got to.
So how long did your room go for without getting clean?
I'm getting to that. I know you're trying to hurry me up.
I know,
you're giving me the hurrying up look.
Wow.
Right. So I, you know, at the end, because my diet is very kind of, you know, strict. So I had rolled oats and I had a bit of jam and I had a bit of, vegan yogurt, which was all covered on the floor by the end of it. Because people come over and they're messy. You know, it's not just me.
No.
You know. And there were towels and things, and I thought I really should have left a tip for the cleaner, but I decided not to because I needed them.
So how long did the whole room not get cleaned for?
A month.
One whole month. You did not let the cleaners into your room, so you didn't change sheets.
Mm.
You had oats on the floor.
Oats and jam on the floor.
That's
together
disgust.
At last. and I had nuts
and
suspicious rolly papers that my friends... left.
Did they smoke responsibly? Did they ever have anyone comment later on? Did they have your credit card details? Who left
well, of
their
course
details?
They got my credit card details.
Okay.
They know exactly who I am.
So did
and
they
I,
charge you?
Well,
extra?
I never check out. I always just leave, right? And so
you're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Because it just takes so long and you got to line up and then they go, what have you had from the minibar?
What do you do with the key and the things?
No, it's just one of those, you know, electronic things.
Yeah, do you give it back?
No.
What do you mean?
I don't give it back.
You got to give that back.
Well, I don't give it back. No, I don't. I take whatever I can.
Oh, dear.
You know,
no, there you go. Hey, we've learnt something this
they've
morning.
They've got my money for a month. They're
going to charge you for the card thing.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, she's going to have to put a lot of effort into this, into my room.
Or he.
No, I didn't see any he's, I'm afraid. But
okay.
If there was a he, then he's in for a big job. And I hope he's strong. But, you know, he didn't do it the whole month. So it's the same thing. It balances out. The universe balances itself.
I'm not sure how we got to that. I'm still kind of worried about you.
No, don't worry about me.
I'm worried about you.
No. I've been taking medication and I'm very well at the moment. Thank you.
Breakfast,
Thanks
Mandy.
For your concern.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air. right now.
About time for us to get out of here, but tomorrow is Anzac Day. If you want to know about anything happening here on the Central Coast when it comes to dawn services or marches, make sure you check out the Facebook page at 2GOFM or 2GOFM.com.au. The news team are going to put up an article later on about everything happening on the Central Coast.
You know what Widow is? He's diligent.
He is diligent.
He's very, very precise. I'm glad we have him because otherwise the show would just deteriorate into just nonsense.
Chaos.
It would just be nonsense.
It would be chaos for breakfast.
Yes.
If you want to hear some of that nonsense, you can catch up to 2gfm.com.au or through the app as well. It's free. You can hear how Mandy just loves a hardware store.
Loves them. I mean, you know, can't keep away from them. Literally.
It seems a bit like that.
We've got footage of you doing some very strange things with a, you know, adjustable spanner.
Also, we had to have a Mandy-vention today. A Mandy-vention had to happen in the show. Find out about that as well in the catch up. But we're out of here. We will be back on Thursday at 5:30. Mickey D's up next. Catch you then. Bye.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.